Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. 19 years ago, this week, we met a guy named Doug Tatum. Actually, you met him. I already knew him, but we got him on the show. He's been an abiding source of wisdom and experience for us ever since. So Doug Tatum, happy anniversary, baby.
Good gosh almighty. Has it been that long?
19 years.
I'm not sure I want that to be known publicly.
You and now. I are just out of high school, weren't we?
I wish. Anyway.
Thank you for 19 great years, Doug. We appreciate the time.
Yeah.
Folks, Doug is an entrepreneur in residence at the Jim Moran Institute for Global Entrepreneurship at Florida State University. He's the chairman of the board for the Newport Board Group. He is the chairman of the 4M Navigator. He's the author of No Man's Land, a survival manual for growing mid-sized companies. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, Doug, you've got a new program that you're offering that I want you to tell us about, executive education course. It's called Profit Sense.
Yeah, I have been working on this for a while. We haven't released it yet, but you suggested I talk about it.
I do.
It started with a question I had in class years ago, an entrepreneurship class, where I defined profit as the amount a customer knowingly provides a company for the value they receive, or the amount a company extracts from its customers to their disadvantage without their knowledge. And I was shocked to find that 2/3 of the students believe that the profits represented the second definition.
Yeah, yeah.
Doug, let me
say this. Yeah. You've been reporting that on my show now for years, 6 or 7 years. And I quote mm-hmm. you on that. I tell that story all the time, and people are shocked when I tell them that.
Well, it's just so it ended up published in a journal that nobody will read outside of academia. But what we decided to do is I started experimenting with students and non-students about why they had such a negative view to profits. And I built a course. We're testing it right now. In fact, I have a group of millennial students right now going through and finding out whether what I'm arguing makes sense to them. Are we hitting them at their level? But effectively, I go through what are profits? How are they derived? What's the difference between cash and profits? Why is capital required? What's a sustainable business? And what's remarkable is I've found that the reason there's a negative view towards profits, which ultimately leads into this whole notion of free market capitalism, is nobody's ever talked to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has ever asked them to think about the system that they engage in every day when they vote with their money. And it is a remarkable thought that we have allowed a generation of Americans to come to the conclusion that a free market economy that generates profits as an applause for value
mm-hmm.
is viewed negatively, and we got to change that. So,
well,
I'm going to give it an all American try.
Well, and I'm going to be. I'll hold your coat, park your car, pour the coffee, take the first punch. Whatever you need me to do, I'll help you with that. But what's happening, Doug, is we've got generations now who their world is almost 100% digital. And the more digital you are, the farther away you are from the analog world where things we use begin. You know, the things we use are like human beings. You know, dust, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. We began as dust, we end up as dust. The things we use, somebody has to grow that, mold it, compound it, whatever. Somebody has to create that in that analog thing that you buy, that you use.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has to make that from real stuff, analog stuff. And we've got generations who are separated from that now. They don't understand. And you and I both know, if you're the closer you are to that process, that analog process, the easier it is to see that, well, okay, I made that. If I'm going to be successful, I have to sell it for this. I think that's what's happened. What do you think?
You know, certainly. And it's not just the millennials who get dumped on for a lot of this, because I did a survey across ethnicity, political party, age, affluence, and about two-thirds of the United States have a negative view to the idea of profits.
Wow.
So we've got to fix that. And
it's what makes the world go round.
Yeah.
The business, the sociological world go round. It's not, you know, anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, it's the ultimate expression of freedom, which is I can spend my money the way I want to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we deal with things like, well, how much profit is too much profit? Who determines price? Mm-hmm. You know, what's mm-hmm. remarkable out there is your business audience understands this. They don't set the price. The competitive pressures
right.
force them to set
what
the
market
price.
Will bear.
What the market will bear. What's interesting is the notion that profits then are set as a value exchange has never been discussed with mm-hmm. most of the people in this country. And when they realize that they are actually providing a profit to a company knowingly, because they, in a free market exchange, have decided, hey, I'm going to give you my money because it's worth it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And how much profit you make out of that is the applause you get for what you did for me.
They've never
heard that concept.
Really,
and it
well,
really
that is,
their
that is really well said. And what I tell people who don't like profit, I tell them, well, all the nonprofits, all the charities that you hold dear, none of those could be in existence until somebody makes a profit and gives them that money from that profit.
Correct.
Tim Till, right back with Doug Tatum. He's our good friend for 19 years. And when we come back, we're going to talk about no man's land. Is it still a thing? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.